Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1458, air date June 13th, 2024.
Dr. Shiva, you have to unmute.
Sorry about that, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. I had to unmute. Thanks, Trey. We're going to be going live today on a very, very interesting topic, and it's going to be called vaping, asthma, and lung health. And we're going to do a systems analysis on it. To people on Instagram, welcome also. Everything that we do as part of our movement or any of the solutions we offer is always about taking a systems approach. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a systems approach to understanding the effects of vaping relative to asthma and respiratory health. So let me, first of all, begin by just jumping right in to sharing with you guys the PowerPoint that we put together today. As many of you know, it takes a lot of effort for us to do this analysis. It's done as a part of our movement, and you guys can contribute and support everything we do. For a long time, we've done these systems analysis. Many of you know during COVID, I was the first one to do the systems analysis of the quote unquote the pandemic, give a detailed analysis of the immune system, and really move this discussion to a much higher level of consciousness. And that's what we do. We raise people's consciousness in everything we do. So let's just jump right in. When we want to think about what we're going to discuss today, I always like to put it in the context of what you're going to learn. So first of all, today's agenda is you're going to understand the power of systems science, the systems approach to everything we do. We're then going to go into vaping, asthma, and lung health, what was recently came out in the news. We're going to talk about what is vaping. We're going to talk about Cytosol's research on lung health. And then we're going to also share with you our findings and how you can support our work. As I mentioned, everything we do is about taking a systems approach as a part of this larger movement for truth, freedom, health. So I'm going to play a quick video because I want all of you to A, know my journey to systems, the infrastructure we put together for truth, freedom, health. And then we're going to share with you a couple more videos, but we have quite a bit of content to share. So let me go back to this and start. Okay. So, let me give a background on the approach we take to our research and everything we do. If you look at the big pharma model of research, which is really big academic research, everything they do is actually putting their entire industry in peril. This is why they needed the vaccine to save them, because their model of doing development or identifying medicines is this very ineffective approach. They typically have some synthetic compound. Takes them about 6 years to do cell testing in a cell, and then they kill a bunch of animals. And if they don't kill too many animals, they can convince the FDA. It goes through phase one, phase two, phase three trials with humans. The reality is this is a single synthetic compound. What's coming out of this causes lots of side effects. In fact, as you look at this graph, pharma spends more and more money on R&D, which hasn't even changed until today, this trend. And less new medicines are even coming out of the pipeline because of their side effects. So this is why pharma needed the vaccines. And the approach that they take to discovering stuff is a reductionist approach. So whatever the elephant represents, respiratory health, lung health, cancer, they have individual scientists touching the tail, the head, the tusk of this elephant or different parts, and they're not really incentivized to work together. So what comes out of this is a very disconnected view of reality, and that's reductionism. A systems approach is a very, very different approach. A systems approach is about looking at how things interconnect. And that is what we do here at Truth Freedom Health. And that is the raising of consciousness we do. We want you guys to raise your consciousness to take a systems approach. And when you take a systems approach, you'll be able to see through the ignorance. You'll be able to see and identify what's real and what puts you into one wing or another wing, pro and anti. And that's what we want to break, whether it's in science, whether it's in politics, whether it's in health. So I'll just play you a quick video and I'll come back shortly to give you my journey to systems. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone. So that was my journey to systems. Let's continue. So at Truth Freedom Health, everything we do is about to teach you how to think, fight, and heal. As a part of this, we have three key solutions, or many. One is the Leadership Training Institute of Truth Freedom Health. In fact, tonight we have, every Thursdays, we have a open house. And you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, or you can RSVP at vashiva.com/orientation, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. The other part of it is we want to educate people how to see the body as a system. So we're educating systems health educators all over the world. You can join us for one of the introductory tutorials every other Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can RSVP at vashiva.com/tutorial. And then finally, the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is enabling people all over the world to use Cytosolve, the same technology we use to validate combinations of natural products, create new products for you to use it for your own research purposes. Every Tuesdays, the first of the month at 11 a.m., we hold a symposium. All right. So one of the key things that we want to understand before we show you our approach and how we did this analysis on vaping, on asthma, and lung health is to recognize that the current academic research world is highly, highly corrupt. For example, here's an article that came out in the Stanford Daily, how the a blockbuster, a quote unquote, a blockbuster research paper written by the former president of Stanford had to be retracted, okay, because there was a lot of fraud in it. The other piece is that in another area of Alzheimer's in University of Minnesota, the professor for in a paper that was like the main paper for 16 years had literally photoshopped pictures. These are major institutions, guys. And then when it comes to Dana-Farber right here in Massachusetts, this article exposed the amount of fake cancer data. And a lot of this is allowed in this existing swarm infrastructure of science because big government, big academia, big publishers, big pharma all collude together. So the same guys who are the academic heads of certain big academic institutions also serve on the director of these scientific publications. And they also are on the board of these big pharma companies, and they also serve on government review committees. So this is the incestuous web of science. Recently, a bunch of billionaires who've been funding major universities started asking a fundamental question: what happened to all of our research money? And that research ended up in that their evaluation ended up in realizing that they're not getting the results. So they have literally created their own institutions and are taking professors out of major institutions. So fundamentally, Cytosolve is a research platform, but we don't take this big pharma approach that these guys are still entwined with. We take a decentralized approach, a bottoms-up approach of looking all of the existing science, curating it, organizing it, extracting molecular pathways, and building large-scale complex mechanistic models, which allow us to assess what's really going on. So that's what we do. And we have the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which is dedicated to eliminating animal testing using this kind of infrastructure. And in fact, the NIH and the FDA both agree that you don't need all this animal testing. But more importantly, we honor nature and indigenous systems of medicine. We're actually dedicated to fighting real racism. The liberal institutions talk about fighting racism, but they actually have no regard for indigenous medicine. So with Cytosol, we're able to understand it, analyze, and figure out what works and what doesn't. So this is the same approach we apply to vaping, asthma, and lung health. Cytosol, we have many, many different projects that are underway. We work on lung health, you know, immune health, a whole bunch of areas. So we have our projects in various phases where we're doing the molecular systems architecture development, or publishing, or modeling, combination screening, discovery, and licensing. So one of our ventures, developments, research in Pulmosolve focuses on lung health, pulmonary fibrosis, and asthma. So if you want to support our work with all the stuff you're going to get for free today, and as a noble service we enjoy doing, go to the Open Science Institute and donate. It supports the work. Go to vashiva.com/openscience. And you can donate how much ever you want. But when you donate to us, we actually give you lots of information. We support you with books and a complete community of people that'll help you become a system scientist of sorts. So when we look at vaping, there was this article that came out a couple of weeks ago. It said vaping increases asthma risk by more than 200%. So this was an analysis that came out, okay? And when you look at this analysis, what's important to understand is that the article, in this article, said that the participants use e-cigarettes in the 30 days prior to the final analysis at 252% higher risk of developing asthma early in life before age 27. So when you look at people under the age of 27, and for example, this said a North Dakota man of 22 has a double lung transplant from vaping. So this is why we wanted to look at this, because this is something that's been in the major media out there talking about that vaping increases asthma risk by more than 200%. And we've been talking about this for years, but it's out there. But we wanted to go deeper into this and give you the science, the politics, and the health analysis of this. So 250% higher risk of developing asthma early in life before age of 27 for people who use these e-cigarettes. So this young, this is another article in BBC. She goes, never start vaping, says 12-year-old girl with lung damage. And that came out last year. Now, this young girl was a heavy vapor, suffered a lung collapse, and spent 4 days in an induced coma. So it's important to understand the mechanisms of how this is occurring, because it'll further educate you. So let's go understand this. This is another article that came out in the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's publication. It says, new study links vaping to increased respiratory systems in young adults. Again, it said young people who used electronic cigarettes or vape reported increasing respiratory symptoms, including wheezing and shortness of breath. They discovered the use of these products produces aerosols, right? Which are very micro particles. Within each of those aerosolized particles are the volatile chemicals, and those include flavorings and oxidant metals, which are known to cause lung toxicity. So you're delivering a lot of toxic stuff in a very efficient manner. This was in Forbes, a vaping health risks study suggests nearly 20% increased threat of heart disease from e-cigarette use. So we're not only talking about lung disease, but we're also now talking about heart disease. 20% increase. And the study that they're referring to concluded that participants who used e-cigarettes or vapes containing nicotine at any point in their lives had a 19% higher chance of developing heart failure compared to those who never used it. Okay. And that was by the American College of Cardiology. It also further went on to say that the researchers found that the increasing risk associated with vaping was prominent in a type of heart failure called heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF. And this is what causes the heart muscle to become stiff and not properly filled with blood. So everything I shared with you, you guys could find, it's in the popular news. We at Cytosolve wanted to do a deeper analysis to give you a mechanistic systems analysis of how this works. It's one thing reading stuff in the news, but we believe it's also valuable for you to understand how this happens and why this happens. And again, everything we do, we take a systems approach, right? So approach we take gives you a deeper understanding of the mechanisms of action. And when you understand why things take place, it's a lot better than really understanding some input or output. So one of the things we do is we don't cherry pick articles, and we're going to walk you through that. This fellow here, maybe he likes to vape or something, says all those articles and studies are total nonsense, bad science, and lots out there. Okay, well, you can keep vaping and getting asthma. Because what we do is we don't take any one article. We look at, this is the power of Cytosolve. We look at the whole set of things and we extract out molecular reactions, which are the evidence, the pieces of truth. So that's what we've done here. So let me go back to this. So this fellow needs to understand there's not only one article, but there's 5,919 articles out there in 171 clinical trials. So there's been about three decades of research now. And what we do is we don't cherry pick. We look at these in totality when we do a cytosolve analysis. We understand all the components that are going on. We extract out the molecular mechanisms of action, et cetera. In fact, let me just play a quick video about what is cytosolve. Actually, you know, when I talk about NV25, I'll do that in the interest of time. I'm just going to proceed here and we'll come back to that, but you'll get a good understanding of what is a cytosolve, okay? So, and how it works. But we take a whole systems approach even in doing the research that we do. So when we look at what's out there, what we come to understand is, first of all, let's just take a step back and understand what is vaping, okay? So vaping, there's a tank or a cartridge that holds a liquid that vaporizes. So the liquid with heat, when it's added, when the battery heats up, it vaporizes that liquid and it becomes a vapor. The e-liquid is sometimes called the vape juice, and it contains nicotine that can give people a head high that users seem to crave. It contains not just nicotine, but it also contains other chemicals too, such as flavorings and propylene glycol. Okay, so that's what the juice has. The vape coil, which is in the cartridge, is a wire wrapped in a spiral around the wicking material. And the battery obviously helps heat this up, heating up the liquid, which turns into vapor. Okay, so there's this spiral wicking material. The power button, you know, some vapes come with a power button. That must be held down to produce the aerosol, the vapor. Things like joules are activated when the user inhales. And then finally, there's a lithium battery in here that heats the liquid to between 200 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, okay? So, you know, close to the boiling point of water or above that. So the market size for vaping is quite extraordinary. It's growing it has grown at 30% since 2021 up into what's been expected to grow from 2021, about a $17 billion market in the US to about $140 billion market, 30% growth. And here are some of the key players here: Altria, you know, Philip Morris, VMR products, but there's a number of players in the vaping business, as you can see. All right, so this is just to give you the economics of this out there. When you look at it regionally, most of the market, over half of it, is in North America. Europe is second. Then you have South America, and then the Middle East, and then Asia Pacific, right? So this is the vaping market. And the usage demographics by age, as you can see, it's typically the 18 to 24 year olds, pretty near men and women. It's not that much different. Men obviously being a little bit higher, but in the 45 and over, it looks like everyone's about the same. But the 18 to 24 market really comprises a good part of all of this. Now, there are people who have marijuana vapes, and that demographics is between the age of 27 to 42. Again, you can see Canada, interesting enough, being higher than the United States demographically for marijuana vapes. Among the Gen X and the baby boomers, it looks like the US is higher, and the Gen Zs and the millennials, you can see that Canada is higher, okay? So that's sort of the background on what is vaping, how does it, you know, the vapor gets produced, the device, and then the demographics of it, okay? I think what's now valuable to understand is how does all of this work, okay? And in order to understand that, we should take a systems approach, okay? We should take a systems approach to understand lung health. So let's go into looking at that, okay? Because we have to understand a little bit of the system of the lung. So again, when you look at lung health, we spend a lot of effort. We've been doing this for about probably 5-6 years, looking at all the work that's been on lung health to really create a whole systems mechanism mechanistic understanding of how the lung works at the molecular systems level. So there are various aspects of lung health, asthma, pulmonary fibrosis, COPD, acute lung injury. These are all different areas where you have dysfunctions in lung health. Asthma, COPD, pulmonary fibrosis, acute lung injury. They're all different variations. 300 million people in the world suffer from asthma. 300 million people across the world. 3 million people in the world suffer from pulmonary fibrosis. It's a horrible disease. My mom died from that. About 500 million people suffer from COPD across the world. And about 3 million people in the world suffer from sexually acute lung injury. Okay. Now, I just want to, in the interest, so there we go. Okay. Now, let's actually understand what is lung health? So we want to share with you the original research we've done and really educating you on the molecular systems architecture of asthma, of pulmonary fibrosis, COPD, and acute lung injury. Our Open Science Institute is using cytosol to really build these large-scale architectures so at the mechanistic level we can actually understand. No one else really does this. Because of cytosol, we're able to do that in a very deep and profound way. And our goal is that we want all of you to also have access to this technology. We did a symposium recently, but our goal is to build a suite of solutions so all of you can also take advantage of those solutions and not just be, you know, viewers and being entertained by videos, but actually get on the ground, educate other people and deliver solutions. That's one of our real goals. So cytosol is part of that solution framework. So we want to share with you what we have identified as a systems architecture of asthma, pulmonary fibrosis, COPD, and lung injury. So let's go into asthma. This is what we've uncovered, okay? We've uncovered many different triggers. And again, this is original research. We've uncovered many different triggers that are involved, many environmental factors. We start at the bottom. We have the triggers, the anatomical components, the molecular pathways, and the biological processes. You won't find this anywhere else, okay? This took, you know, years of work. Anyone else trying to do this, they would have never done it because they don't have the framework of cytosol. But in the systems approach, you can really start to understand how asthma works, right? So there are many triggers, environmental factors, genetic polymorphisms, and lifestyle. All these things ultimately lead to asthma. And if you look down here, particulate matter within the size of 2.5 to 10 microns is a trigger. Nitrogen dioxide, ozone, cold temperature, cigarette smoking, vaping, aero allergens, bacteria, fungi, etc. Okay? These all can lead, and viral infections also, okay? Can lead our environmental factors. And there's genetic polymorphisms. You can see some of the genes that when those can affect the anatomical components and trigger it. You also have lifestyle, obesity, vitamin D deficiency, stress, exercise, NSAIDs, okay? Non-steroidal inflammatory medicines. These can interestingly lead to asthma. So you have many triggers. Here are the many different anatomical components in the lungs, dendritic cells, epithelial cells, T cells, mast cells, macrophages, ILC2 cells, B cells, neutrophils, and eosinophils. And then you have mast cells, T cells, ILC2 cells, goblet epithelial cells, airway smooth cells, neutrophils, endothelial cells. And there's a range of cells, as you can see over here, the fibroblasts, airway smooth muscle cells. Within these cells can affect these different molecular pathways, which cytosol's been able to understand. And you can see the many signaling pathways here from TLR signaling to IL-10 signaling, and another about 7 or 8. And the signaling, and these signaling mechanisms affect airway inflammation. These signaling mechanisms from IL-33 signaling to IL-17 affect airway hyperresponsiveness. And then we have airway remodeling, which is from EGFR signaling to IL-17 signaling and others. So we have, for the first time, mapped out all of these pathways and all the triggers in this very powerful systems analysis to really reveal how asthma comes to being. And you notice that vaping here is one of these environmental triggers which affects airway inflammation, airway hyperresponsiveness, and airway remodeling. Now, when it comes to pulmonary fibrosis, we found something vastly different, okay? Again, there's genetic factors. We have infections from bacterial and fungi, which can cause it, environmental pollutants, toxins, tobacco smoke, lifestyle. People have reflux, recurrent lung injury. These things affect, again, very similar cell structures, but very different kinds of signaling. These signaling mechanisms affect inflammation, cell proliferation, oxidative stress, fibrosis, antifibrosis, vascular permeability, and apoptosis, and these lead to pulmonary fibrosis. When it comes to COPD, 500 million people in the world have this. Again, you can see here, changes to the lung microbiome, those bacteria, infections, viruses, bacteria, tobacco smoke, exposure to lower ambient temperature, less than 1 degree, right? When temperature goes down, environmental pollutants, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, particulate matter that's small, vaping, right? These things affect these cells, which, so COPD can occur in many ways, inflammation, anti-inflammation, oxidative stress, elastolysis of the alveoli, cell proliferation, fibrosis, mucus secretion, airway remodeling, and apoptosis. That's cell death, by the way. And then finally, when you look at acute lung injury, you have a whole bunch of other triggers, right? But again, you notice that vaping, cigarette smoke is involved here. And these things affect, again, very similar cells, but they affect many different types of molecular systems. Inflammation, same thing, anti-inflammation, apoptosis, but fluid transport, fibrosis, virus entry and replication, and vascular permeability. These lead to acute lung injury. So what we have uncovered is the many, many triggers that are involved in various types of lung dysfunctions, lung health, from COPD to pulmonary fibrosis to acute lung injury and asthma. So relative to asthma, you can see that the aerosolized particles under those small particles is a very, very important trigger that can lead to the onset of, in this case, asthma. So if you go back, this is all the different kinds of lung injuries. If we go back to asthma here, you can see vaping showed up very conclusively that affects, it's an environmental factor. It affects these T cells and these mast cells, a whole bunch of them here, which affect all these types of signaling. So you start vaping, airway inflammation takes place, hyper-responsiveness occurs, you know, overreaction, as you would call it, of the immune system, quote unquote, the cytokine storm, and then you have airway remodeling, okay? So that's what's really going on here. So this is why one should be concerned about vaping. So I want to take a quick break and let you guys know everything we do here using the Cytosolve technology allows us to understand from a systems perspective. So when I share you those diagrams, behind that, you know, we have multiple scientific papers that are now in submission that shares what's actually going on to the broad community. And we do all of this research bottoms up. There's no big pharma, there's no multi-billionaires, there's no private equity firms, there's no biotech funding. We are doing this on our own, and we do this research faster and cheaper than anyone else on the planet, even faster than academic institutions. So for 16 years, we've been doing this, and we decided, why don't we use this research to look at natural products, natural stuff in the environment, and figure out what's right for us in different areas. So over the years now, we have gone after major, 35 major diseases. And the approach we take is first, we do the architecture, like I just showed you. In this case, we're looking at osteoarthritis. We then publish. This takes a lot of effort to get your stuff published. Then we do the modeling of these molecular pathways. And then we do combination screening. In this case, we found two ingredients. One comes from chamomile, one comes from bitter orange, that have a very powerful effect in lowering these mechanisms, which affect pain and inflammation. And then we go out, because we don't want Amazon or all these crooks to steal our hard work, we actually been able to get patents. And then in this case with MV25, we actually manufactured it. So I'll play you a quick video that lets you understand this. But one of the things I want you guys to keep in mind that the MV25 example is an example of how we've used this very powerful infrastructure to discover things. All of you through the Open Science Institute, if you're interested, can also be enabled to do this. So that's the real message here. It's, again, bottoms up. So let me play this video and I'm going to grab some water.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, guys, and if you guys want to know more about MV25, every Tuesdays or Cytosolve, the first of the month, we do a symposium for you guys to find out more. If you want to get access to MV25 for yourself, go to mv25.life. So let me continue here, back to our program. By the way, these are the natural ingredients that we analyzed, among others, the compounds in these to put through this process. And that's how we identified MV25. You can get it at mv25.life. We similarly did this for looking at natural ingredients out there and how they combine for whole pet health. And you can also get that on the BA Shiva shop. So what we have now done is we've started a lung health project because it looks like the lung health, lung disease, COPD is the number one source of death now globally, which is caused by pollution. So our goal is we've done a global project now to help the world globally to identify the molecular interactions between vaping and molecular pathways involved in respiratory health. And I just shared the systems architectures with you between in asthma, COPD, pulmonary fibrosis, and acute lung injury. And our goal is to discover and develop novel combination products, just like MV25 for lung health. And if you guys want to support this or get involved in it, we're going to create opportunities for people to actually participate, even invest in these projects, or you guys can lead one of these projects. There's many, many opportunities. Again, it's science by the people for the people. You can contribute to this effort. Go to, again, vashiva.com/openscience. And again, when you contribute, we give you many, many tools to help you win truth, freedom, health. You can become a warrior scholar. So when you support this research, we want to help you even get better. So it's a reciprocal relationship. So support the research that we're doing, but know that when you contribute 100 or more, you actually get to become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. So it's all, you're supporting the research, plus you get more opportunities to participate from a citizen's perspective. So this is really a citizen science model to integrate the approaches to science, politics, and health. Let me play for you a video that'll really explain the Truth from Health program, because it is the guts of everything we do. We can't just be taking care of our health. We can't just be fighting for freedom. We can't just be doing science. We got to do it all. And this will show you why. So become a Truth from Health warrior scholar.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum. People can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone. So I hope that helps everyone to understand that many of these diseases out there, when you take a molecular systems approach, you find out that there's not any one particular there's not only one vehicle how these so-called diseases form. The other thing you understand when you take a systems approach is Western medicine is branding things as diseases. But when you look at the under the hood, you find out there's mechanisms of action which are common. And many of these mechanisms of action lead to common sets of triggers, common sets of molecular pathways. And that molecular systems understanding gives us a completely different way to really approach what we call quote unquote disease. And that's what we're doing. The Western top-down model, the reductionist model, is all about finding a particular drug for something they call a disease. When you take a bottoms-up systems biology approach, you actually identify the interactions, the interconnectedness of things, and you find if you just do this one thing, you can support and alleviate a whole bunch of diseases. That's what we do. So the systems approach is critical way down at the molecular systems level, plus all the way at the political level. And so every Thursdays, you guys are all welcome. We have one tonight. You're all welcome to come to our orientation. Thursdays, for example, at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we're doing an orientation for all of you to participate in. You can meet other people. You can get an understanding of the movement that we're building for Truth, Freedom, Health. So get involved. It's a very, very powerful opportunity for all of you to expand your consciousness and recognize that you're not alone. There's a lot of great people out there who are doing really good work. Okay. So support the Open Science Institute. The other piece I want to let you closing is, if you look at what's going on to health globally, if you have a child today in the US, your child is going to have a shorter lifespan than you. It's quite amazing. In the middle of all the so-called innovation in science. And this curvature is occurring globally. And the reality is that this dysfunction is caused by multiple sources of stress. It's not any one thing. You can see this has been occurring since 1980. It's income inequality. It's the issues with the healthcare system where people's immune systems are destroyed. It's corrupt leaders. It's inability to solve problems. Very little innovation is really taking place. We have education really doesn't teach people how to think anymore. And you have very difficult effort getting really healthy food. So this stress is what's caused this decline. Ultimately, it's a systems problem. Truth, Freedom, Health, we take a systems approach. We're not saying there's one cure-all for this. You have to strengthen the immune system. You have to be a leader in your community. You have to make your children smarter to learn how to think systems. You have to find ways to get good, healthy food on a budget. You have to manage your money properly. All these things are necessary, and that's what our movement teaches. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Support yourself. Support what we do. Get educated or be enslaved. Again, come to our open house that we're hosting every Thursdays, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and get involved. We provide you a very fundamental scientific understanding. The video that we just did looks at lung health from a whole systems approach. And it also provides you the opportunity to understand how something like vaping, which is the aerosolized particles, affects multiple aspects of this infrastructure that can lead to asthma. So that's what our goal was here, to give you guys an insight on what you're seeing out there. Again, our goal is to think, fight, and heal. We have many, many solutions. And this has been a discussion on vaping, asthma, and lung health. So get involved and learn and become an agent of change. There's no one else coming to save us. The only way to change the world is for us to take a systems approach. So again, for those of you joining late, this was on vaping, asthma, and lung health to provide you a systems analysis of the recent stuff that's coming out about the relation between vaping, asthma, and lung health. All right, everyone, be well, be the light, best to you and your families.